Today is Friday, January 3rd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Drinking Straw Day. It is also National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day. And that's it, folks. Nothing else. There may be some birthdays. We'll cover those on The Mix, because we are recording The Mix tonight. So if you listen to this in the morning, feel free to join us over at pride48.com. There's a button to chat. You can open the chat room. There is also a play button on pride48.com that will allow you to listen to the live stream. We have lots of options for that. Anyway, we will be there Friday. Y'all, I did not do a lick of work on Thursday. There were no meetings, and I could not make myself work. Now I've only got today left, Friday left, as you're listening to this, to actually get something accomplished before everyone's back in the office next week. I have so much I need to do. There are so many things. And I told myself, I'm going to make a list. I'm going to work my way down the list, and I'm going to get so many things done. And then guess what? I didn't. I started looking at this ham map app. Oh my God, you guys. This is the part of developing that I love and I hate at the same time, because you run into a problem and you don't know how to solve it. And it has nothing to do with the particular coding language you're using or anything like that. There's just some random problem. Everything was working locally. And then you try to get it to work on a server so that you can actually, because I'm not serving the web page from my house. And Daniel said, don't apologize when you get technical, but even if you're a technical person, if I go too deep into the weeds, there are going to be a lot of listeners who don't understand what I'm talking about. And so I try to make it as high level as possible. But bottom line is, this particular application uses what's called an API, an application. You know, what does API stand for? Application Protocol Interface? What does? I think that's right. API. Oh, Application Programming Interface. Duh. Anyway, so like Google. If I'm building an application and I want to say, hey, Google, give me a map and put some pins on it. Well, they have what's called an application programming interface. And you can create a developer account with them and you generate, we'll say passwords. We'll say you generate passwords in order to access this. But you don't want to store passwords in your code. It's just a bad practice. Second of all, bad guys can see, especially with a web page, they can see a lot of this stuff. And so you don't want to have clear text API keys. Oh my God, you guys, I containerized. And the other part is I wanted to run this application inside of what's called a container. And basically, it's a way to have an entire operating system and everything that you is portable, that you don't, it's based, think of it like a file. And so everything is running inside this one file. And if you run it locally, it behaves the same as if you run it on the server. So when you're testing, you can test locally and it runs the same. When you just copy the image over to the server and boom, it works the same. When I started doing that, it was a nightmare. And come to find out, so what you want to do generally when you're dealing with token, like passwords, is you want to store them on the machine that you are, the server that you're running the application on, as what's called an environment variable. There are other ways you can do it. There are password stores, just like we have those websites that you can go to and generate really complex passwords and they'll store them for you. I can't remember the name, but that is available for these as well. So you could use a service like that. But I was like, you know, I'm going to use an environment file. I'm going to have those. It's only going to be on the server. The server's not accessible. You know, you can't, not just anyone can get into the server. It'll be fine. Well, I come to find out that the particular framework that I'm using of React, getting really complex now, copies over the environment variable information at build time. Well, the problem with that is I wanted to create the container, which you have to do the build first, put the application into the container, save all of that as what's called an image, store it, and then pull it down on the server. But because this particular framework saves the environment information as part of the build, that means the variables, that means the passwords are being hard-coded into the thing. Oh my God. And so I was like asking ChatGPT, I was Googling it. I found all these articles where people are like, oh my God, how does this framework handle? Lots of people have had this problem, not just me. Well, now I've done so many updates to the code, nothing is working now. But hopefully I will get it figured out. I keep saying that every day, but I'm so close. I can taste it. Last night it was running locally, but I couldn't get it running. Well, there were some other problems when I recorded yesterday, and I ended up spinning up a new server, basically just fresh. I'm just like, you know what? I'll figure this out later. And it worked. So I was like, okay, good. But now this thing, and I can't just leave the passwords in the code. Like I can't. So I've got to figure this out before, again, I can go live with this on the internet. Oh my God. It's fun and not fun at this, because now I'm to the point where I've been working on this all day, this one problem all day. And at the beginning of a problem, you're like, oh, this is a challenge. Cool. I get to solve something. And then you exhaust every possible, you think, oh, who is a guru that I can call? Like, I don't know a guru in this particular framework that I can just call up and say, hey, what am I doing here? But once I figure it out, there'll be this great sense of accomplishment. There'll be this dopamine because I will have solved it and it will be working and I'll pat myself on the back and that'll be fun. I can make myself work on this stuff all day long and yet cannot make myself finish my strategy document because it's boring and it sucks. So anyway, Friday, I'm getting some work accomplished on Friday. I have to. Because next week, the rubber's going to start hitting the road for some of these items that I have to mark off my checklist. They have to be done. Other people are depending on me to do things. And they're going to start coming to me and asking next week, hey, is this thing done? And I'll have to say, nope. So I've got to get a bunch of stuff done on Friday. Have to. There's just no other option. So last night we finished, well, we watched a movie. We finished Shrinking. We also finished something else I can't remember. But we watched a movie called, what did we watch? It's the superhero, it's Venom, The Last Dance. You know, it was a popcorn movie. You could enjoy it as just a light, pretty easy to understand what's going on. There's a bad guy. The bad guy is after Venom and his I don't quite know. Venom is like some alien and they infest a human body or whatever you want to call it. So there's a human and then there's the alien, and sometimes they separate and sometimes they're together. But regardless, I can't remember the actor's name, but he played Bane in one of the Batman movies. Regardless, you know, it was a popcorn superhero movie. There were some funny lines, and Venom is pretty funny, actually. The alien is pretty funny. There were a couple of actors that we really loved in the soccer show. I can't think of anything. The soccer show, Ted Lasso. There were a couple of actors from there that we really liked that we saw in this movie, and that was cool. Anyway, my rating, a 3. It wasn't horrible, but just kind of eat some popcorn, watch a light movie, basically. And that's what we did last night, other than me banging my head against the computer. I will get this done, Fatty, soon. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.